MMSD Executive Director Kevin Schaefer says there's reason to be optimistic about the sun-glinted Milwaukee River below us. It has been two decades since the Milwaukee Metropolitan Sewerage District activated its deep tunnel. It holds untreated wastewater during most storms until the utility can filter it.
And we went from 50 to 60 overflows a year down to about two and a half now.
Those overflows send sewage into the Milwaukee River. Schaefer has told the world he aims to hit zero overflows by 2035, not by adding mega storage, but through green initiatives.
By purchasing some of these waterway buffers, putting that land into natural vegetation will allow that water to infiltrate into the ground and help purify that water before it gets to the rivers.
Schaefer says determining what is living or lurking in the water, rain or shine, is more elusive. A Great Lakes Restoration Initiative grant gave MMSD the traction this year to pull together water quality monitoring along the Milwaukee River, as well as the Menominee and KK. Schaefer says the final product is called a TMDL.
The total maximum daily loads is an effort, and it's a partnership with the Department of Natural Resources and the federal EPA, Environmental Protection Agency. It kind of sets that baseline. It says, here's the target you want to be below for bacteria, for sediment, for phosphorus, for nitrogen, all these different things. And it sets that benchmark. And so then if you're above that benchmark, it'll identify the reaches of the river where those limits are exceeded.
The MMSD executive says the report should be done in about a year and could reveal hotspots far beyond its service area. For instance, runoff from farms entering the river. He says the information could help the district, along with other regional stakeholders, pinpoint where remediation dollars would be most effectively spent. In her School of Freshwater Sciences lab, just below the Milwaukee River, Sandra McClellan zeroes in on bacteria in the river that does not belong there.
The river has a lot of natural bacteria. It's part of the ecosystem, but bacteria from fecal pollution, like agricultural runoff, sewage overflows, or even just pet waste, people not cleaning up after their pets, can wash into the river. And then we start to worry about kind of a direct health risk from people getting sick.
According to DNR scientists, 95% of the substances that do not belong in the Milwaukee River have washed off the land some decades ago.
Where we're looking at right out here, Susan, is that is Lincoln Creek.
Brenda Jones surveys her work in Lincoln Park as a family gathers in the shaded picnic area.
And then this portion of the river starting up here at the North Bridge, coming on around and going back down to the South Bridge. We refer to that as the West Oxbow of the Milwaukee River.
Its sediment, until recently, was stocked full of toxins.
There were a variety of industries along the river, but we never were able to point to one entity and say that was the issue.
Jones is overseeing a multi-year $20 million cleanup, EPA picking up most of the cost, and the Wisconsin DNR the rest.
We had almost 10,000 dump trucks full of contaminated sediments.
Teams hauled PCBs along with another contaminated material.
Non-aqueous phase liquids, or NAPL, N-A-P-L.
To landfills. Thousands more will be hauled away during phase two. The EPA ecologist deems the project a success, although she's less certain when people will be able to safely eat fish they catch in the river.
Bigger fish, the higher in the food chain that the fish are, that people would consume are fish that are going to have a higher concentration of PCBs in them. What's going to happen to those fish? Do they die off? Do they get eaten up? The real story, I guess, is new fish that move in here will no longer have that exposure.
A few meandering miles south, Rotary Club of Milwaukee President Rick White envisions a sea of native trees above and sloping down to the river, where now there is gravel and piles of brick and debris.
That's going away. There'll be a parking area out here. There'll be some wooded area here.
Rotarians raised $400,000 to create a 25-acre arboretum. It's slated to open next year and will amplify environmental programs the Urban Ecology Center offers in Riverside Park.
They know how to do it, and essentially it's a huge classroom, which is great because we know 40,000 kids come through the Urban Ecology Center now. This will essentially increase that classroom space by 300% if you want to look at it that way.
You don't have to travel far to see White's confidence might be well-founded. A dozen preteens wearing oversized waders drag and lift nets out of the river. They dump their catch into water-filled tubs. The premise of the summer camp is simple. Give kids a hefty dose of hands-on experience with the river, and a connection forms. A bespectacled girl named Phoebe trudges toward shore. How would she rank the state of the Milwaukee River?
Well, we'll find out, I guess, when we figure out all our bugs and count them up on the dichotomous key.
When I stare back blankly, the sixth grader patiently continues.
Well, some of the macroinvertebrates are sensitive, semi-sensitive, tolerant, and semi-tolerant. So the tolerant ones are more tolerant of dirty water, but then the sensitive ones won't be in the dirty water as much. So that's how you can tell how good the water is.
Phoebe's first directive, if asked to take charge.
Make sure there is no sewage dumping into the river. Definitely.
Susan Bentz, 89.7 FM and WUWM.com.
Yeah.